This is the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. The College World Series in Omaha this week includes not just the Razorbacks, but the Golden Flashes of Kent State, the Stony Brook Seawolves, as well as Bruins, Gamecocks, Gators, Wildcats, and Seminoles. For mascot aficionados, that's not a bad grouping of nicknames. But when it comes to the truly bizarre and adventurous monikers, minor league baseball is, and always has been, the place to look. From the present-day Lansing Lugnuts to the now sadly defunct Kalamazoo Celery Pickers, there is a wonderful collection of minor league mascots, and many of them outside the state of Michigan. Tim Haggerty has gathered the names and the stories behind them in his new book, Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. Tim is with me on the phone right now. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you having me.
And we should mention you come by your minor league bona fides because you're the voice of the Tucson AAA team.
Yeah, this is my ninth season broadcasting minor league baseball games, and that was really helpful with the book. As I'm traveling around to ballparks, that's how I was able to compile the stories and the anecdotes about these team names.
You know, there are certain kinds of sports fans who collect these things in their head. I'm betting that before you started this book, you were one of those fans.
Well, you know, it's funny. It wasn't necessarily a lifelong interest of mine, minor league team names. It began in 2004. I was the broadcaster for the Idaho Falls Chuckers, and I found that so many people were asking me, what is a chucker? Where does this name come from? It's a pheasant-like bird, by the way. And it created an interest of mine, minor league team names and the most unique stories. So I began looking for a book explaining the most unique minor league team names, and nothing like it existed.
Well, you mentioned the Idaho Falls Chuckers, and that's a bird that is familiar to many residents in that area. So many of minor league team names, present day and past, have real connections to something that happened in or around that town.
True, and I think that's the most unique minor league team name that does that. For example, I found a team in the early 1900s named the Ilion Typewriters in New York. And I remember laughing that there was actually a team named the Typewriters, but as I researched it, I found that Ilion, New York, is where they invented the Remington Standard II typewriter. So they were very prideful of that invention and named the team after the typewriter.
Well, they would have been a good matchup for a team that existed in the Arkansas League, a Class D league, the Bentonville Office Holders.
That's right. We mentioned the Bentonville Office Holders as well as some other great team names in your state. Love the current team, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And names like that, that are fairly recent, it was really fun to look back into the archives and see how they selected their team name. The Naturals, along with a lot of other newer teams, involved the fans. They had a name the team contest through the local newspaper.
All right, I mentioned in the intro the Kalamazoo Celery Pickers. Tell me the story behind them.
Yeah, the Celery Pickers, basically took their name after the local agricultural industry. Celery was quite popular in that section of Kalamazoo. It was planted by an explorer there when the explorer arrived in the 1800s. So at one time, there was actually a team named the Celery Pickers. A little bit later, there was a team named the Celery Eaters in Kalamazoo.
Were there any teams that you really wanted to find out an origin for but could not?
Yeah, there were. In fact, there's two in the book. There's more than 150 in the book, but there's two that we don't explain the origin. We talked about players and teams, but I felt the nicknames were so unique, we had to include them, and those are the Montpelier Goldfish and the Topeka Savages. So if any of your listeners have any idea, call me.
You mentioned Topeka. There was a team in Kansas, and if you're from the Kansas area, I was actually born in Hutchinson. My parents lived there for a long time. You kind of know why, but otherwise you might not, and it's the Hutchinson Salt Packers.
Yeah, as you know, there's a number of salt mines there. It's a big source of employment. So a lot of cities like Hutchinson would do that. They'd really want to market to the residents that worked in that particular area of specialty and name their club the Hutchinson Salt Packers.
I'm talking with Tim Haggerty, who has written the book Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. You call AAA baseball in Tucson, so I know that you have called games, including a team called the Isotopes.
That's right, the Albuquerque Isotopes, which has a cartoonish background. There was a Simpsons episode in which the local fictitious baseball team, the Springfield Isotopes, is moving to Albuquerque. So the city is devastated. They're losing their professional baseball team. Well, years later, in real life, the Calgary Cannons were moving to Albuquerque, and in the Name the Team contest, this guy said, hey, remember that Simpsons episode? Why don't we name it the Albuquerque Isotopes? and the team said we love it. So it comes after a Simpsons episode. There are Simpsons statues in their ballpark in Albuquerque. The isotopes remind us that there also are a couple of nuclear power plants in New Mexico, so it ties in that way also. But the real background came from The Simpsons, the show.
Can you narrow down for you to a couple of favorite all-time minor league baseball nicknames?
I do. A recent one in the Midwest, the Joliet Slammers, because it ties into baseball like a grand slam, but Joliet is also where the federal prison was. So there's actually a team currently named after a prison. And a couple of others, it's sort of like your favorite song for me. It's become such an interest. It kind of changes time to time, whatever you like in your mind at that time. But there is a story in Vermont of a Loch Ness monster-like creature that lives in Lake Champlain. There have been reported sightings over the years. There have been documentaries about it. And the team in Vermont named their club the Lake Monsters, based after this myth in Vermont lore. And I think those are the best team names, one that tie into a history or a fun part of that city.
I have had a question for a long time, Tim, and I don't know if you can help me answer this or not. But in the 1908 and 1909 minor leagues, there was a team in Alexandria, Louisiana, and they were called the Alexandria Hoo-Hoos. Any idea why?
I don't, and that is one that I really search for. And in this process, it was really interesting to get to know these people. I'd probably start with the Town Historical Society, and a lot of people would give me these quizzical answers. Wait, you're looking for what? The who? And for that one, I don't know. There was a team called the Aurora Hoodoos in Illinois, and we believe that took its name after the Ernest Thayer poem. The former was a hoodoo, the latter was a cake, it says, in case he had the bat. But the Alexandria Hoo-Hoos, I'm sorry, I promise I'll get back to you if I find a reason.
You know, minor league baseball has a wonderful sense of humor.
It really does, because in these cities, it isn't like Boston or St. Louis where you can fill the ballpark with only baseball fans. It's smaller cities, and they're geared towards families. And the goal of minor league teams is to get people out there that don't necessarily love the game. They're looking for an evening out. In fact, a lot of minor league baseball teams, when they advertise, they'll put their advertisements on the movie page, not the sports page. They say, hey, the sports fans know about us. We have to grab the family that's looking for something to do on a Saturday night. And the bizarre promotions, the carnival-like atmosphere, to me, is one of the most fun parts about the minor leagues. For example, there's a guy traveling around the country right now called the Human Home Run, and after the game, he shoots himself out of a cannon, and he goes flying over the outfield wall. I mean, come out to a ball game and see a guy get shot out of a cannon. What beats that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The name of the book is Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and Stories Behind Them. You've mentioned that you've started seeing some others. Do you think there will be other books now?
Well, it's interesting. We tried to put as many unique team names as possible, both in the past and present, in this book. So no plans to right now. Just like the players always tell me, one day at a time. I guess it's one book at a time.
Well, if you ever come to Arkansas, let me know, and I'll take you down to Fordyce so you can see the home of the Red Bugs football team, or to Dardanelle, home of the Sand Lizards.
Sand Lizards?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that, Kyle.
Thank you, Tim.